boys are back in town. Welcome back to the Deadline Podcast, episode number 124. This week we had a lot of crazy things go down, and it has nothing to do with whatever the fuck they're yelling about back there.
Hey, how's it going?
Johnny! Yo, Sprite, stop snoring.
You're not here. Yo, Sprite,
stop snoring. Yeah.
You're not even here.
I'm here. I just have James' green screen up. You don't even know me.
Anyways, this week we're going to be talking about AEW Dynamite.
Woohoo.
Oh, and of course, yeah.
DPW, you already know.
You already know me.
Well, before we get into any of that, we need to give you guys some updates real quick on Deadline.
All right. I love the updates.
To make up for no watch this week, we will be debuting two episodes this week. The Aki signs and pins are now out.
That's awesome.
The Steiner and LCO shirt reorders are now out.
Finally.
If you had problems with those shirts before, they are now fixed.
I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. It wasn't our fault. It wasn't our fault.
Bill Wright said he'd you the product, the wrong product. That's not.
Did we even explain that?
Yeah,
what
we did.
Happened there?
We
okay,
did,
good.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, yeah. Well, it just took forever to get everything back to us, and
fucking
we're
hell,
sorry,
dude.
And it's out now. So I hope you enjoy the shirts, and
I hope
think
you
that
love
you
it.
Will.
Please love it, or else, or else,
or else you fuck my pussy. Ah. The DPW YouTube hit 30,000 subscribers, and the Deadline YouTube hit 20,000 subscribers.
Whoa. That's
thank
awesome.
You guys so much.
That's so crazy.
For that.
30,000 and 20,000 all in the same week?
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking
yeah,
of,
whatever.
The Jenny 2022 voting is coming soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Someone put blanks. Just all blank answers. They didn't like nothing last year.
They hated all wrestling.
Yeah,
you had to
whatever.
Like sign in with your Gmail to submit that to. So they signed in, entered in nothing, and then just submitted it.
Good for them, bro. Yeah.
All right. So that's big awesome. Updates here for DPW. So the Patreon DPW tier has changed from $25 to $15.
Now why? Woo.
Now we decided that the Patreon infrastructure is not fucking built for an entire wrestling promotion.
No, they don't fucking understand what's going on over there.
No
so.
Fucking yeah, way. No.
We tried. No. We tried really hard. We had like I think the plan that we had was pretty fucking good. But then closer we got to the show, the more we realized that it was not really what we needed. And we wanted to give you the best experience that we could. And we felt like that probably wasn't it.
So we changed the tier from $25 to $15. And we launched a new thing. It's a network. It's called DPW On Demand.
Whoa,
that's
this
awesome.
Network is sort of like the WWE network was, or I guess how WWE is on Peacock, except for not as shitty. So basically, it just features all the same things, you know, the big events, the Sparks, the Fires, DPW, you already know, all future shows, all events. Pretty much, it just houses all the DPW shit, to be honest with you.
Correct.
We're going to have a lot more like content and events on there, too. We're going to have live streams, as a matter of fact. January 15th, 6 p.m., the first ever DPW live stream for DPW You Already Know will go live.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be very, very exciting. So be sure check that out. That will be on DPWOnDemand.com.
So just to repeat, if you want to watch the live stream of DPW You Already Know, the live version of it, it is on DPWOnDemand.com. That's where you find the live version of You Already Know, just to reiterate.
And then, of course, the DPW tier changed from 25 to 15. The only thing that really changed in that tier was the big events in Spark are now being moved to DPW On Demand. And it features pretty much all the same stuff. So you can get your name at the end of all the videos that we do, Fire, Spark, You Already Know, whatever the case may be. You can get your name on all that shit. You also still get the behind the scenes stuff, pre-sale ticket codes for events, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a lower price point when moving some stuff, over to DPWOnDemand.com. And we also just want to say really quick that the VOD of DPW, you already know, will be on Patreon, even though we changed up the tier just because we said we were going to put it on Patreon and we want to follow through with that. So
yes. Exactly. So anyone, because some people might still be in the $25 tier, so you might not be in somewhere annual. So first, of course, shout out to everybody that was so committed to helping us out with this and wanting to enjoy DPW for just jumping right on board with the $25 tier. So we want to make good on that. So you're still going to get DPW, you already know, on there. The VOD of that, that won't be the live version. It'll be the VOD. So that'll be up probably sometime after the live premiere, I imagine, James, right?
Yeah, hopefully within 24 hours, we're kind of looking at.
Yes,
yeah,
and if anyone is looking to get refunded for the $25 tier so they can either go to the $15 DPW tier on Patreon, or they'd prefer to get all their shit on DPW On Demand and would rather be in the $10 tier, any of that business, just hit us up in the messages on patreon.com/deadlockpw and we will assist you as soon as we can.
Yeah, so to make everything clear for everybody really quick, we're just going to reiterate one more time. Patreon DPW tier, $25 to $15. So if you are in the $25 tier on Patreon, you will need to change to the $15 tier. You can do that very easily by going onto your Patreon and just making a membership change. It's very easy. And if you would like a refund for January, just message us on Patreon and we will give you that refund for your January DPW tier membership.
Yes, especially you annuals. Anyone that was an annual DPW tier member at 25, please get in contact with us.
Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, we also launched DPWOnDemand.com, which is a new network for all things DPW, DPW Fire, Spark, you already know, all future shows and events, and a lot more stuff that we have planned. Check that out, DPWOnDemand.com. And one more thing, DPW Fire is still a YouTube show. So DPW Fire will be on DPWOnDemand.com, but it will still be premiered on YouTube as we have usually been doing for the first four episodes of DPW Fire into the future. All right. I'm sure everybody will have questions about what we just talked about. But anyways, deadlock Patreon shows.
Any questions, go to Tony.
Tony, big question guy. Big answer guy. Email,
my official email is gotohell@.com.
Okay. Go to hell at dot com.
Well, you heard it. You're here. Go send those answers right now.
And to Vimeo directly.
Vimeo, where is fire? Starting in the $1 tier. Liam version one. Whoa. Robin Vilas. Jake Blanche. Again with Ryan. Showtime Rod. Portal. Mm. Nicholas Woods.
Nicholas.
Jess O'Brien.
John.
Love G. Devon. Robin Vilas. Get the Ray Gibson.
Yes.
Dylan Lambert.
Dylan.
Michael. William.
Yes.
Cobra.
Yes.
Jack.
I got scared.
Ahmed Gabriel. Oh. In the $5 tier. Connor Ainsworth.
Five.
Jock.
Yes.
That's not his name. I said Jock Holsom. It's Jake Holsom.
All right. Jock Holsom.
Nah. Bastion Niemeyer.
You got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Zach Cupsby. Quentin M. Tamir Squires.
Yeah.
Dan Garapi. KCP. The Celtic 91.
Ooh.
Matt Northrup.
What's up, Matt?
$10 tier. Max Moat. You got to be kidding. The
Ooh.
Michael Jordan of Guzzling Bratwurst, a.k.a. Dick the
No,
Cook.
Come on. Please
Johnson's
stop. God damn it.
Mother.
What?
Juliet Elizabeth.
Mother.
Kyle D.
Mother.
Free
Ooh.
Willie Gus.
Ooh,
big
free
Tasty
Willie.
Paul White.
Ooh.
Darragh Freeman.
Bastard.
James yes. Griffiths.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Huh?
NL Dalton. Shinchan 720. Yeah, big popping pills.
What? I'm confused. What that is?
Siren Trender, Ryan Nolan, Stu, don't call me Dick.
Oh,
the Cock.
Fucking Christ.
Togo.
Well, oh, okay.
KL DeBoss 7.
Ooh.
Dick. The
fucking
Cock.
Christ.
Johnson.
This is so
fuck
worse. I can hear
you.
You,
Johnny.
What the
Avante,
fuck?
Avante. FL Henderson. That was in the name. AKNL fan. Trevor
hey.
Hiley. Ted
Trevor.
Z. Edward
Ed
Herring. The Slayer
Edward.
Of Gaines.
Bitch.
Midlod. The Conquistador. Johnson.
What the
Peter
fuck?
Griffin. $10 Tencent tier. Michael Johnson. Brock without the K. $12 22 cent tier. Blazer King overdose on Hollow Live crack in a Java TNA game. $15 tier. Jeremy Wyatt. Travis.
Jeremy.
Meet
hey.
The tribal cheese. The big hog. Acknowledge meat. Ramen. The Cock.
Come on.
Rains.
Please. Why?
Ray.
Stop.
Mike Lee. Mike
hey.
Lee. Tom the Gabagool Alfredo. Magic. Hasney. Corn. Ooh. The Cobb Longway, John Brinkley,
oh.
Aiden O'Donnell, Quentin
yeah.
Blake,
Ooh.
RJ Lang Lewis, X Aries the GOWX,
DPW
Cold Egg Buffet.
Whoa,
Dylan
no,
Thomas Banks,
no.
H.M. Taylor, Christian White, Troy Mount, Eric R. Gonzalez.
Hello.
Nick. The Dick.
No.
Jackson.
That's not Last even the same
Ride
house.
14.
Stanley, wrong house.
Cash
house.
Wheeler. Donnie.
Cash Wheeler?
Anthony Martin. Francis Benjamin. Shakari Godson. Missed Matone 101. Nicholas
Hello.
Hillman. Wait, I already read this fucker's name. What is he twice up here?
You get double
yeah, you're not getting me twice. Luis Carlson. Maria Allen. Ethan Pitt. Dude Ooh. Bro 9001.
Wow.
Vince. Owen loves Deadlock as much as Tony loves that comedy bullshit. Bullet Club RG. RJ Epic One. Dan
Wait,
Hill.
Deadlock,
Leonardo Solis. Brock. The Cock. Lesnar's Man Bun. $25. Price Omega.
Name.
Ryan
My
Henson.
Cock.
Namian. Ooh. Aaron Ikeda. Food Crimes. Tony. The Lynn. Sitch. Valhalla. Dake Enterprises. Florida Schreiber. Apollo Picaro. The Galaxy's Greatest Buy. Luna Juno. Rollins.
Cool.
Joe Lance. Byrus T. Harris Jr. Sin Kama.
Cool.
Julio or Julio Reyes.
Ooh.
$60 annual.
Choose
Daniel Esparza.
Yeah.
$100 annual.
Wow,
Shane
that's a more
Powell.
Number.
El Lucha Dead, money sign. Big Ruth, $300 annual.
Holy.
Ganesh Ramcharan.
Try that one again.
Ganesh Ramcharan.
That's awesome.
And still, Patreon champion of the world, Chase. Johnny, don't fuck around with my little Guido theme seg.
Wait,
nasty.
What?
At $169.69.
We're sure that's the same person?
Yeah. I am checking. I am checking.
Chase Nasty.
Is this 100%
the same
not
person.
A different Chase?
He just changed his name, yeah.
We met that fucker at the show.
That's true. Yeah, that's we had a sign.
Yeah, he's fucking 19, that fucker. What's wrong with him?
Speaking of sign, there's also a dead The Lock Johnson sign.
There was
crazy.
A few fucking good ones.
All right, let's talk about Woo. DPW you already know.
DP
no spoilers.
No
spoilers.
No spoilers.
Not spoiling here unless we do.
Of course, you can watch DPW you already know on Saturday, January 15th at 6 p.m.
Ooh.
Live premiere with everyone else. On dpwondemand.com.
I'm on there. I got on there.
Yeah, we're all on there.
Me
how crazy
too, yeah,
is that
I'm logged
shit?
On.
Tony's on there?
We're
I'm
logged on
right
and
now.
Logged in. We're ready to go. We're iced
I'm watching
out.
It right now, actually.
Now, DPW already know came together, and it was a hell of an event. But,
Ooh-wee.
As usual, to get there,
Holy.
It's always a journey.
Wow.
Every fucking time, it's some kind of journey we take
Let's
here.
See, where, so. Do we, where do we start here? Because we could start pretty, like... We can go real early, like as early as me getting on the flight, going to you, landing, turning on my phone to find out that like three people were off the show.
Yeah.
We can go that deep if you want to. I mean, we can go there.
So, that was,
sure.
He came in.
Thursday.
I learned about most of this stuff when I was breaking down the ring with everybody.
Yes.
So we're breaking down the ring. To get it into the biggest U-Haul that's ever existed in the history of time and space.
Well, hold on.
Ever.
That's all right. We'll double back to the U-Haul. Keep your mind on the U-Haul, everybody, but we'll get there.
So we learned that not only is Alex Colon not going to be here, but Frightmare is not going to be here.
Yes.
And that was two major matches on this card. For
yeah.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like very close. Like I think, it was one and then the other the next day, right? Like we learned about Alex then we spent a whole night trying to rearrange the card to figure out what do we do with Colby Carino? Where do we put him? What is going on here? And then the next day we learned that Frightmare couldn't be there. So, yeah.
So then we also had to figure out what we were going to do with Gringo Loca.
Yes, which also, again, I mean, it's a situation that like you expect because... Mm-hmm. No show will ever go perfect, but when you're in it, it's like, fuck, because we tried to build to things. It's easier if we were just a show that had matches. Like, yeah, if it was just a match show, it'd be fine. But it is not that easy because we're trying to make everyone
to all make sense.
Yes, everyone's supposed to mean. It's all supposed to mean something in the end. So it's hard. But yeah, that was already stressful. So we're rearranging all that shit, trying to figure out everything. Probably spend hours upon hours trying to figure that out because you think you have something and then you go back and you think you have something better. And with how all three of our minds work, it's always a new idea every 10 minutes. So it's always, what about this? Oh, that sounds good. What about this? Not so much. So we eventually figure something out. And then I guess Tony came in Friday, which was the day you went to deal with the ring. That's when you were breaking down the ring. Is that when you got the first U-Haul?
Yeah, I believe so, because we had to put it into that U-Haul, so.
And that U-Haul is the one that we did not ask for.
Right, so we ordered a 20-foot box truck.
Yes.
And then they said, ooh, we ain't got one of those. What we have is the Mega Deluxe Bomb Log fucking biggest one. I said, now what do we do with this? It's literally called the Super Mover. It's this big. It's massive.
You can move a whole house in that thing.
I've never three-story
house you can move.
Yeah, I've driven like 20-foot U-Hauls all the time, but like we're reaching damn near 30 feet here. I was like, what the fuck do I do with this, man?
Was there a reason why? Like, is that the one where they just gave it away? Is that the one?
Yeah, they just said, hey, person hasn't brought this back yet. We thought they were, so all we have is the Super Mover. I start going out. She's like, watch that tail. Watch that tail. You can hit a lot of stuff. I said, yeah, thanks for telling me, lady. Oh, yeah. The fuck?
I'm going to hit stuff now because of you.
Oh, my God.
It's because of you.
So we get the fucking Super Deluxe Mega Mover. Yes. And we go break down the ring and put everything in there. And that was, I can tell you right now, we had 500 million extra space in there, to be honest with you.
Could have put three rings in there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how much space we had in this thing. It was crazy.
No ring bell space, though. Couldn't fit one in there.
We ended up not having a ring bell, and we did. I don't think we realized it till about 10 minutes before the show started.
Yeah, Tyler came up to me. He said, "Hey, I got some. Hey, you guys see any ring bell around here?" I said, "Ring bell."
They came up with this. I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want to hear? Like, what the hell?
There was no good news, by the way.
I don't think so.
There was only bad news.
I actually don't remember if there was good news. I think
there wasn't. I said, "What's the good news?" He said, "Oh, well, there isn't any." So fucking great. Well, thank you, Tyler. Great. Fuck.
Bad news. We have no fucking ring bell. 10 minutes before the show starts, and the ring bell is 2.5 hours away from the venue. So,
but we'll explain what we did there at the very end of this review of the show. So he goes, we get the ring, which is not near James. We had to go 2.5 hours all the way to get the ring, break down the ring, put the ring in a big fucking U-Haul that he didn't want. Then fucking, you didn't bring it back, right? You left it there, but you had to bring yourself back.
I had to drive my car back.
Yeah,
this was as I flew in town and I was just hanging out with Johnny and Sprite because we didn't know what was going on then at the
time.
Well, yeah, because I left at like, I don't know, 10 a.m. or something to go.
Oh, my God. It was so like, early. Oh,
you were gone so long.
Yeah, I didn't come back to like 6 p.m. or something.
Might have been later than that.
Yeah, right? it was definitely dark outside. Yeah. So
we go out. It's me. God, what a fucking posse this is. Yeah,
this is crazy.
Me, Tony, James, Sprite, and then we meet up with all the Vibe guys. So Brandon, Aaron, and Dalton. And then also Tommy, as well as my friend Tori Ragu, some of you may know her as, and her boyfriend. Was there anyone else with us, or was that it?
Yeah, Rio Mizunami and you.
That's right. Oh, because I was thinking of the bar. I was thinking of the barcade. I forgot completely. I forgot about the fucking food first. Wow. I was thinking because the barcade was fucked. I was like, and I don't remember them being there, so I don't think they were.
No, they were not there, but they had a super fun time with us.
They would have loved it. Yeah. I would have stomped them in basketball just like I stomped you.
Yeah, that's not true.
Oh, there's fucking video, you bitch.
That's not true.
Video.
Yeah, that's classic, bro. Yeah, Johnny's got the video of him beating me in basketball, not me beating Dalton in basketball, of course. Classic.
Did you beat Dalton in basketball?
Yes, beat him in overtime, NBA Jam style. Fucking
that one doesn't count. This was shoot basketball.
No, it wasn't. That's still not shoot basketball.
I was shooting basketball. What are you talking about?
It's really fun. I got half court shots and I'll cross you up.
I was shooting basketballs and I won. What the fuck?
No way, bro.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No way.
I'm all West Side screaming, fuck JB.
So we went to a brewery. Is that what, I guess that's what you, is yeah, that what you right. described that place as? So that, yeah. So
it's, fucking, Rio, it's an extended dive bar. Yeah, that's pretty
yeah,
much what
yeah,
it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
That place is
Rio
sweet,
and you was
though.
There
like
with
it.
Us as well.
I love that place. Yeah, that's why I took you guys there.
Rio and you are the nicest people ever. They yeah. are so fucking
sweet.
Dude,
I think
sweet.
At the think at the end of the whole trip, I became like best friends with them. They were like,
oh my God,
hey.
They're so
like,
nice. Okay.
They were so nice to me, and they like give me hugs and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you are the nicest people ever. I love you.
They gave Tony a shirt, which I didn't find, by the way, Tony.
They gave me a shirt. I found it. I put it in my...
Oh, you found it. Okay.
I put it in my... where like my computer was. I didn't even know. I just put it in that bag. So then I found it. I had a shirt and a towel. It was awesome. So
yeah, we were there. We were hanging out with the whole crew, whole posse at this big-ass table. Yeah, that big-ass table.
Yeah, spoiler, too. They tore the fucking house down in their match, by the way.
Ooh, oh yeah, boy, yeah, yeah. Real hell tall. Yeah! It was so hot in there, James. It was setting everything off.
4 degrees.
Yeah, 99s and the 2000s. That's for true. we went there. We're hanging out, bullshitting. James got some big ass pretzels that I stole.
They're so good.
God, butter pretzels, delicious.
We had
delicious
some pizza that was pretty sweet too, John.
The pizza was good, Tony. I was. It had a bunch of meat on it. On a big meaty pizza.
Was that the
James was?
They fucking compied. That was the first time because I think we talked about it when I came back to the chair. Yeah, I was about to say, you did it this time, you little fucking freak. You can never say what again. You compied. You walked your ass over there and you straight up compied, bro. So.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah, that's what you do with your drinks. You sit on a table, you come by. It's a fucking celebration.
Oh, huh? The cheers is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't say huh or what. You did it, bro. And I fucking
cheers.
Saw it. Everybody
okay.
at that table
like,
saw it.
Fucking, what about
you can't
pies?
Say what or huh anymore.
What about CM Compulse?
I believe that's he's saying we did the cheers, Tony. Yeah. Is what he's saying. I did it with water, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
no,
you did
I'm
it with.
Did you cheers? I don't know what these cum pies are, though.
What are you talking about? You did it, son. Yeah. Okay, guys. You keep saying this. I'm going to tell you a gimmick I got idea for you.
I've already heard it from somebody else. Get your own fucking ideas. So it was sweet. We were hanging out there. James found down a bunch of brewskis. What do you? I don't know what your drink is, but
Red Oak baby, North Carolina is shit right there.
There you go.
Some brewskis too. Pound them down.
There you go. Shouts out. Sprite was going to town, going to Pound Town. Actually,
yeah, hell yeah.
I understand. Good for him. And then Rio and you left. They went back to their hotel, and everyone else stayed. And we walked to a barcade, which was called.
Boxcar.
Yes, that was cool.
That was pretty sweet, yeah.
Also, walking through the streets with me and James around is you're just asking for trouble. Because you are going to get all eyes on you.
No matter what.
So we got this place. It's fucking sweet. Playing a bunch of games. I've recorded a bunch of footage of that for the behind the scenes.
That's awesome.
Shit. Yeah, that's... Oh, I want to... Say the one thing that James did, but it's on the video and it's fucking sweet. So we'll hold that. We'll hold that one. So we play a bunch of shit. It's fucking sweet. We eventually get out of there, go back to the place. And then the next day is show day, right? Or is it? Yeah, that was right. Cause that was Friday.
That's
night.
Right. Yeah. We got fucking, we're drinking fucking the night before the fucking show.
I gave Dalton one beer or one drink and he was wasted.
I was like, what is this? Coke?
No, he told me you gave him a double rum and Coke.
Yeah, just one drink though.
What was it? Morgan's?
Captain and Coke, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one
awesome.
Drink, man.
I love
it. He was like, it was sweet though, because he's like, I never drink. And I'm like, well, what are we ever gonna do this again? Come on, man.
Yeah, I smashed his ass in NBA Jam with Orlando Magic. And I bet I'm in basketball.
There's no footage of it.
I smashed his ass in Guitar Hero like 4 times. It was the best night ever.
Wait,
yeah, see, Johnny
that.
Was sober. See, that's the difference, man.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
what's
that was
this
the
mean?
Difference
what,
maker,
what,
bro.
What's the difference?
He waited till I was inebriated and then tried to take me down.
That's true. That's true. That makes sense.
John, this motherfucker always preying on my downfall, man.
There's no Nothing. You were fine, bro. You were fucking fine. What the hell?
Makes sense.
Epic style, bro.
You were all good, bro. It You're all blacked makes sense out. Is that what you just said?
I was smashed and passed, bro.
Get
real
out of here,
dude,
bro.
I was blacked out. I don't even remember going to the barcade, you know?
Aaron said that. Oh, no. Tony. By the way, Tony. Tony told me that Aaron was making him do shots. Aaron had the opposite story.
I saw Tony at the damn bar. We were trying to leave, and Tony's at the bar. Let me get two more.
Tony wouldn't stop.
Let me get
shots.
Two more.
Let me just say this.
We're all so standing there
here. Let
Uber,
me get two
yeah.
more.
Listen,
get your ass out of there.
You're making here, it like Tony. There's an urgency, and the Uber driver was waiting for like an hour. No, he just pulled up when I walked out the front door. Okay.
Yeah, well, we have a show. We have a show that we got to get ready for, Tony.
Dude, we made it to the show, and it was great, and it was awesome.
So James almost didn't make it to the show.
Oh, shit. I forgot about
that. So let's
get
to the show now. So it is Saturday. We get up ass crack early because we had to. What time did we have to get out of here? We didn't get out of here when we were meant to get out of here, but we had to get out of here. James had to leave early to get PCR tests for Rio and you, right?
Right. Because, so, yeah, they messaged me. They needed PCR tests 3 days or like within 3 days of their flight leaving America.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, me and Tommy went up and got them PCR tests.
Well, before that, me and James went because
oh, that
we
was
had to go.
Before. It was even earlier than that.
God,
me and James
right.
left.
Sorry,
because we needed another, like a little van, because we used a van last time to load up all the stuff at
the truss and
all the
like
truss
the canvas
and the canvas, yes,
ropes
and all the electronic
all
stuff. And the, yeah, yeah. So we had to load all that up. So we had to go to U-Haul. But
this is the part. This is the story I have not heard. They started to tell me, and I said, "Don't tell me. Wait for the show." So now I will be listening.
Okay, I don't know, you want to explain it? There's two U-Hauls on the same street.
There's like four U-Hauls on the same street.
U-Haul
this is
places.
This is the devil's
mean?
Land. They actually call this the devil's triangle out here.
Whoa.
So there's three U-Hauls on the same street. They all suck. All right, so we go to the first U-Haul place.
Yes.
And we walk inside and they go, please, if you have a reservation, stay. If you don't, please die. So we said, oh, no, maybe we don't have a reservation.
Maybe we'll die.
Yeah, maybe, you know, hey, there's a lot of people here. Maybe, like, we just go to another U-Haul or figure it out. Or
sure.
Maybe this isn't even the right U-Haul place, you know?
Okay.
So we go to the next U-Haul place. I'm like, oh, it must be this place. This must be the U-Haul place that we got the reservation at. There's no one here. We can get in it real quick, get it real, you know, in and out, bada boom, bada bing. We walk in. I walk up to the desk. I look around for a second. No one's really looking at me. There is a... There's a 20-year-old girl behind the counter.
Yes.
And then there is also a 7-year-old at the counter. Now, the 20-year-old is the one on the phone. The 7-year-old...
Just texting on her phone.
The 7-year-old is the one on the U-Haul computer system. So I walk up to the desk, and I stand there for a second, and I'm looking at the 20-year-old on the phone, waiting for her to ask for my reservation number or my name or right. whatever. And then I hear, what's your name under? I go, what was, the hell was that?
The hell said that?
I look down to my right, and the goddamn 7-year-old's on the U-Haul computer. I go, Darnell.
I guess, what are you going to do? I don't know.
So I'm now talking to this 7-year-old on the U-Haul computer system. And she goes, I can't find that. I go, James
seven.
Darnell.
Seven.
She types in James Darnell. Oh, no, I can't find that. So she turns to the 20-year-old and goes, what do we do? I can't find a reservation. I'm like, I thought I was on like punk or something. I thought I was getting fucking trolled. There's a goddamn 7-year-old controlling the U-Haul system. Someone else walks in and goes, hey, how's it going? So there's three employees here. One of them 7, and for some reason the 7-year-old's running this operation at this U-Haul.
That's awesome.
Long story fucking short, we don't get no damn U-Haul here.
I go,
well, you know, maybe this isn't the right address. So I'm talking to the dude now. I go, is this the right address? Okay. And he goes, no, that's the one down the street.
You gotta ask the manager.
Yeah, he goes, that's the one
it's
down
me.
The street.
No, the dude actually was like helpful. He was like trying to help us out.
The dude said, yeah, you know, this happens all the time. There's like three U-Hauls on the street. You got to go down the street. I'm like, Okay, so we get back in the car. I sit in the car for a second. I look at Tony and I go, why the hell is that 7-year-old holding? Why was she controlling the U-Haul computer system inside the store?
I hope you left a Google review. Shitty, unhelpful baby.
The 20-year-old was totally not help. Like, she's like, hey, I need help finding this reservation. She did not give a shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, it's like the complete opposite of like bringing your daughter to work or something. It's like bringing your 20-year-old to work when you're 7 years old. I don't know how to explain it. Oh, this is the fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen.
We're in the Twilight Zone or something. Hilarious. What the hell?
All right, that's unbelievable. So, all right, we go down the street. We were like, okay, obviously we need to go somewhere else. So we go down the street. I go, oh, okay. I put in the new address, the one he said that we should go to. And then, fucking lo and behold, it's the fucking one we were just at before I what talked to fucking
fuck?
Mrs. Yeah. U-Haul, the 7-year-old. I don't know what's going on over there. So we come back. Thankfully, the line died down and we fucking talked to him and they go, oh, yeah, we gave away your reservation. I go,
oh,
God.
My
damn
God.
It. I should have just kept talking to the fucking girl at the other place.
The first thing he says is, you're supposed to be here at 8, right? It's not what? 8 now. It's not
yeah.
8 anymore.
I go, yeah, I was
is
supposed to be
said?
Here at 8. It's like 9:30. Like, oh, I was like, God. Yeah, sorry, bro. I went to the other U-Haul. You know, I live like 20 minutes away. I'm trying to fucking figure this out. So he comes back in and goes, you know what, man, whatever. Here's the U-Haul. I go,
what the
thank
fuck?
God.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get the U-Haul and then I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I got these PCR tests that I have to go to in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give Tony the U-Haul and then I'm going to go to these PCR tests. So that's what we ended up doing. Tony went to the house and then I went to go get those done.
So Tony comes back. Idea. We load up the U-Haul. James is out doing the PCR tests, which I don't believe went as quick as you were hoping they would.
No way. It took forever. And then you called me and you said, I can't find the truss pieces. I go, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because we couldn't find the
oh,
the
my gosh.
The screws there and shit was, for the truss.
Dude, we just opened every door in your house to find this box.
Yeah,
and
I found some fucked up shit, but it's all right.
It was in the spare bedroom closet buried under all these other boxes was a deadlock box that we needed for the show.
Yes. Well, so we did find it eventually, but right. James said to get these PCR tests. And so did any, like, was that just, was there a line or did they just wait forever for it or what?
No, we had to fill out paperwork. And of course, you know, we had to fill out, they have to fill out the stuff in English
through Tommy.
Yeah. Right. So like, and I'm helping them fill out forms and stuff. And it's just like,
yeah.
You know, it's just the process takes a little bit longer. So
fucking annoying.
Yeah, sure. So I thought we could just like give them. I thought we could just give them like the name and the email and everything, and they just like email you the test, but you have to put in like a bunch of other information too.
Bunch of fucking numbers.
Makes sense, yeah. But yeah.
Sure. So they eventually get that done. What time do you think you got that done? The PCR test.
Oh, I have no clue. Probably around noon or something. Maybe a little bit longer afterwards.
Yes. So call time for the show was noon.
Is noon.
So, so Tony.
Oh, I forgot. We actually went to the venue before the U-Haul because the pipe and drape guy called
us. Oh, that's right.
And said.
Yes.
He said, I'm here with the Pipe and Drape. What do you want me to do? And we're like, oh.
Yeah, we were on the way to the U-Haul, and the Pipe and Drape company called, and they said, hey, we're already at the venue. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. So I guess we'll go to the venue.
Yeah.
We go to the venue. Dude goes, who the hell are you? I'm like, we're running the exhibit hall right here. And he says, are you with the gymnastics? No, that's not. I mean, I guess that's like,
depends on what match, bro.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. Turns out there's also something running at the convention center at the same time as us called the Rocky Mount Rumble, which I assumed was a wrestling show, but it was not a wrestling show.
It was gymnastics.
Straight up gymnastics. Yeah.
So yeah, dude was like, I'll get the Hana. That was the woman's name that was helping us with the show. She was super nice and stuff like that. But
she's very nice.
We had to let these pipe and drape people into the place, and they're calling me and they're asking me how to get in. I said, I don't even know where you are, let alone how to get into the.
That
building.
Was a whole nother thing to get into the back door. Oh my god!
Hana said they should just press the big red button. So I called these people I don't know. And I said, hey, you should just press the big red button. And I guess it worked out because they got in there, so that was
great.
Pretty sweet. Yeah,
great.
Me and Tony walk in the venue and we look at it and we go, Jesus fucking Christ, like this thing is like, it's got escalators in it. It's
gigantic.
This
place
is the coolest venue I've ever seen in my life. Like there's a concessions
awesome,
area
dude.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool shit going
fucking
on
sweet
here.
Yeah.
And then the pipe and drape people that delivered said, hey, we'll set it up for you. I'm like, oh, that's fucking sweet. So we told them to set up the backstage and everything, and then we had to head
out.
They
actually said they even said, we'll come back and tear it down, and they did, and that was awesome. They did. That was sweet.
They came back and watched the show, actually. They came back and watched the show and then tore down the private trays.
That's
cool.
Awesome. Yeah,
that's sweet.
Great. They watched them tear it down and then they tore it down, you know? Exactly. Yeah. So he does that. And then they go PCR tests. And then at the same time he's doing the PCR test, Tony and I and James Sprite are loading up the new U-Haul, the little one with the truss and all that bullshit. It's getting a little late. I think around like 11:50, we all decide, hey, me and Tony should go to the venue. James will get there whenever the fuck he can get there, because not only did James have to do a PCR test, that was not the end of James's trip. He also had to go get Rio and use 8x10s for the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. And I don't know how far that is from where you got the PCR tests, but I know there was a lot of, it was also slowly but surely getting to rush hour.
rush hour in Raleigh. I'm trying to get all the music together too for everybody.
That's right. Yeah.
The card changed up and all that, and we added new people and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then, we had to order the pictures, to go pick them up.
Did you get the discount?
No, sadly, Frosty 50 is not. I did try Frosty 50.
God,
he said, that's not that.
Reindeer 72.
I probably could have used New 20. Year 50 or something.
Valentine 50 is probably what it works. Any of those would have
been okay, I think. But yeah, in the end, we ended up getting the pictures. And they came out super good too and everything. And I thought that's awesome. Sweet. So,
yes. So, all that's going on. And then the Vibe guys, Brandon, Dawn, and Aaron are, because call time for everyone, talent, and everyone was noon. So we're like, all right, we'll get there around noon. It'll be fine. So the Vibe guys get there a little before us. So we load up the shit. We're ready to go. And then I get a call from Brandon. And Brandon says, hey, I just got a call. The fire marshal was this here. And he said,
not this guy.
he said he's looking for James. He said he's asking where the ring is, because James told him the ring was going to be set up at 11. Now that never happened.
This dumb asshole thought we were having. This
we should go back. We should go back and talk about the beginning of the fire marshal issues. The first fire marshal interaction was with James, I believe. Was this over the phone?
Yes, he called me up. He said, "Hey, what the hell y'all doing?" I said.
This was Friday. We have a show the next day. He calls and says, "What you guys doing?"
Sir, we have a pro wrestling show going on. He goes, I'm looking at the name here, Deadlock Pro Wrestling Live.
What's that?
What the hell y'all doing? Sir, what do you think we're doing?
Oh my
God.
Come
on, bro. So I say, yeah, man, the ring should be there like 1 or 2. You can come by then. The show, like, doors don't even open until 6, so you'll have time to come through and check whatever you need to check out. We're not doing anything in here crazy. We're just fucking running a wrestling show. So
we
should have,
though. We should have.
Yeah, really. Honestly, I just should have fucking blown the whole building up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there was a couple ideas that came up that were pretty fucking crazy. It would have been right in front of him.
Well, sorry, buddy. So he comes by at 11 for some reason.
Between 11 and 12. Why. Yeah. It's probably like 11:50-ish. Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what, man? I told you 1 or 2, and there's no ring here, so I don't know.
Yeah,
what to
tell you. Where's that ring at? Yeah, no, dude.
And not only that, but he thought we were filming the fucking scene from Spider-Man 1 or something. He goes, "Where's the cage,
dude? The cage?" When me and Johnny
Bone
got there,
saw?
When me and Johnny got there, he came up to me and I was like, "Hey man, you need anything?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm here." He told me the ring was going to be here at 11 a.m. sharp, and it's not here.
Sharp? When did that ever come out of my mouth?
And he goes,
"Sharp
he goes,
dot." James is big goes, on the dot guy.
He goes, "Oh, I got to stay up till 4 a.m. I got to do this nightclub gig later tonight," and I'm like, okay. And he's
go
like,
home then. Go the fuck he's, home.
He's like, "You got pyro and smoke and stuff?" And I go, "No."
Hell
goes,
yeah,
you
got we a- do.
He goes, "You got a cage?" And I go, "What? This
do you see a fucking cage?" Not said, only that. Okay, so the cage thing, by the way, is because there is a lot of... Do they set this fucking place on fire every month? Like, why do they have so many concerns
about
this?
The gymnasts next door were lighting off pyro and bullshit all fucking
pew, 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 pew. Yeah, fucking... He was worried... They're worried about the cage because they said, well, if there's a cage... How, then if there's a fire, how are they going to get out of there? How do you think they get in there? How do you think they get in this fucking... There's a door. There's a fucking door.
I've never in my life heard anything as stupid as that. If there's a fire, how do they get out of the cage? Are you insinuating that no one can get out of the cage once they get locked in?
Even if he thought it was like an MMA thing, MMA cages have multiple doors.
He's describing the scene from Spider-Man 1. Bonesaw has you for 3 minutes of playtime. What's wrong with this guy?
I'm going to set the cage on fucking fire is what I'm going to do.
Did you insinuate that there's going to be a fire in the cage and they can't escape?
You think they were, I didn't even think of this. Do you think they looked up Deadlock Pro and saw DPW fire and got freaked out?
There's no way. He's probably a big triple six guy.
I think he thought we were big triple six.
He said, what y'all doing in Shikiba? You ain't doing it over here, I'll tell you that much.
Tommy gave him the word. Fuck, Tommy.
I 100% think he thought we were MMA.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Fires in the MMA or something? If they had fucking Inferno matches in the MMA, I'd watch the hell out of that.
I don't know.
Why do they not do that? Can we do that?
We can do that. We can do that there too. Not tell anybody.
Let's take the ropes down and then light everything on fire around the ring.
That is one of many, many ways that we got fucked by this venue, but we're not going to talk about too many of them, I don't think.
I'm not going to sit here for the next half hour and bury this venue in the ground or anything. But it was definitely an interesting. They're like, what if we charge you an extra grand for this? Would you just leave us alone, man?
Fucking talk about it. They fucking charged us like an extra $500 because we didn't know how much fucking power wattage we had. What the fuck is wrong with you?
We're going to talk about the power. I'm not going to bury them too much here. The power wattage here was like, because I like the venue overall, but the power wattage thing was so stupid.
The venue was great. Yes.
But, okay. Yeah. Both the women that helped us out were awesome. Super
cool,
accommodating.
As fuck.
Great.
Yeah.
Venue was awesome. Everything turned out fantastic. Show went off without a hitch. But there was some stupid ass shit that we had to go through. There was some definite hoops here that we are not super happy about. And we think that in the end, we could have probably avoided, but we just got. I think they just took advantage of, you know, newer promoters. So, anyways, they go, how much power do you need? And I'm just, you know, thinking in my head, what the hell does that even mean? Like, what do you mean, how much power do we need?
No,
we
this is not NWA.
We don't plug the ring into the wall. Like, I don't know what you think we do here.
How do you charge that cage up?
Yeah, well, you can ask Russo that question, and maybe he has the answer, but we don't. So, anyways, they go, how much power do you need? I said, I have no clue, and we won't know because no one knows what you're talking about. So they go, okay, well, that'd be $500. And I go, what the hell are you talking about?
What the fuck?
Well, it's $500 because we had to have someone on site who can operate the power, and I'm still confused on what any of that means. So anyways,
Did we ever even get that?
So day of, she goes, here are the power guys. And I go, oh, great. So can you guys explain what you do? Because I don't know what it is. And they go, well, we can like set up, you know, power bricks and stuff for your we can help you run cables.
We got cables.
And I go, I think we got all that. So yeah, man, you're good. You're good. You can leave.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was literally it. $500
$500. Yeah.
$500. I go, yeah, we got, you know, just you get some laptops and cameras. They're all plugged into the wall over there in surge protectors and stuff. They're like, so you don't need any more cables or wires or anything. I go, no. Oh, okay.
And then they stayed even longer to keep giving us fucking shit about fire exits and leave us alone, man.
You know,
go.
So we were filming like promos and stuff by a fire exit. Like, okay, there's 900 fire exits in this place.
This is a gigantic room.
Every corner, there's a fire exit.
If you were picking this fire exit, then I mean, that's I don't know what happened.
This is the worst fire exit that you'd want to go out. Yeah,
you'd be fucked.
Yeah. So it's not even like at first it was in the fire exit, and then they said please don't do that. So we went outside. We're outside the fire exit at this point, filming promos, and they keep approaching us and go, "Can you get out of the fire exit? We're not in the fire exit.
We're not in it, bro. Leave us alone.
This isn't the show. Hasn't even started. The show doesn't even start for 4 hours. What is going on? No one's in here except for us filming promos. If there's a fire, we'll just run the other way. What do you like? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, but the cage. How are you gonna get out of the cage? Fuck.
The room is a cage.
So, I mean, it was just city regulation stuff. You know what I mean? We're just trying to run a fucking carny ass pro wrestling.
It's running the big ass convention center. Yeah. They have all these rules and regulations.
So, I mean, we abided by the rules. Don't worry. We did. Trust me, we did.
Yeah. I think the venue actually turned out really sweet and it looked cool when we got the pipe and drape all set up. And the entrance.
I would love to run it again. We just, you know, maybe circumvent some of the bullshit we went through.
A different room where less people can talk to us. So yeah, so Tony and I get there. We're dealing with all that bullshit. Waiting for the ring, trying to get everyone all together to get bullshit. So eventually the ring comes, set the ring up. Everyone's fucking happy. Set the chairs up. Everything's looking real cool. The truss gets all set up. The lights. Shouts out to the lighting crew. Is that Raise Lighting? Is that who that is?
Yeah, Raise Lighting.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Looks
fuck,
so
good.
Oh man,
they're awesome. Love that shit. Super Jaw, who does our production stuff, fucking awesome. Love them guys.
Yeah, they did fantastic.
Love them fuckers. I'm trying to think if there was anything else fucked that we skipped over.
Yeah, I mean, through all the trials and tribulations of the venue and everything, it did turn out really nice and everyone was nice. And it's just cool. Next time when I assume at some point we run it again.
Sure. But a ballroom. Yeah.
I like where we're at. It's just next time maybe I just feel like we got God a little bit. Maybe we just get smartened up a little bit. Yeah. Now that we're smartened up a little bit, maybe we can save a couple $1,000.
We've already ran there before and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we didn't need the power guys. We don't need that, you know.
Yeah, right. We don't need none of that. So
sure.
That makes sense.
But everything looked fucking great. The show went fucking great.
Once the bell rings. Or doesn't.
Oh. All right. We can tell that one now. We did not have a ring bell for this show. It just got lost in translation.
It's just one of those things where like you try to make sure you got the ring and then that's one of those things you just don't
I think
of.
People that were helping with that probably thought that somebody else that was also helping
like
with that
was already
had
loaded
the ring
up.
Bell.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. So we find out there's no ring bell. It's probably
everyone had
the
ring
the
bell until nobody.
So we're like, fuck, what do we do? So I think James' original idea was get a ding, ding, ding sound and just play it over the speakers, which I was for. I don't remember who pitched this other thing. I wish I can give him credit because I loved it. I don't think we'll ever do it again, and I'm surprised it worked. But we were like, how about we just have the referee signal, and we tell everybody before the show, we have no ring bell, so it is your job to be the ring bell. So when the referee signals for it, you go, dig, dig, dig. And they were all down for it. We did a test run of it. They all were for it, and it worked the whole show. I couldn't believe it. They were so down.
Said, what does ding, ding, ding mean? It means we have no ring bell.
He's got a couple ideas. I think he would add one for the ring bell too.
A lot of ideas. Guy's an idea guy when it comes to gimmicks and wrestling.
I actually genuinely love Owen. What a fucking
it's awesome.
An absolute beast, man. I couldn't believe how nice he was. I was like, this is so cool. And he was like putting over DPW the whole time. He said, this is the coolest thing I've ever been to. Like, this is awesome.
A lot of people did. Sweet. Like, fucking Rio and you did too.
That was
fucking
crazy. Yeah. I mean, that whole fucking situation is surreal.
It's very cool.
I mean, when you really
see.
Look at the card up and down, really. Unbelievable.
Fucked. Yeah, it's
unbelievable
fucked.
Card. Yeah.
And we pulled it off and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very surreal.
Our team, our crew, fucking talent. Yeah. I mean, everybody that works.
There's
with
some
it,
names
man.
We can put out there that helps. Kevin Pierce shouts out. I love that fucking guy.
Yeah, Kevin Pierce. He did like with his fucking everything and anything.
He's our senior referee and he fucking takes over that shit and he's the best.
He's a team leader. That guy's the fucking
dude
man.
For sure. Like I was like, hey, can someone help me carry this one thing? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, where the hell did you even come from? I didn't even know you're around here.
Dylan helped with the merch. Fucking
yeah. Shout out Dylan. That's my dude.
Shout
right
out.
Hell yeah.
Tyler, of course, sound guy, Super Jaw, as I said, fucking. Awesome.
Tyler's the one that realized we had no ring bell.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if Tyler didn't say anything, we would have started the show and we would have been like, what the hell is going on? We have no ring bell.
Yeah. Skyler for getting the fucking ring and bringing it to us and then bringing some fucking sweet dudes with him too.
You guys will probably end up seeing those guys a lot in DPW because they're fucking sweet. Skyler
all
and
the
crew,
referees
man, shouts out for true.
Yes. Nadia, the ring announcer. I thought she did fucking great. That was cool. Was
yeah,
cool.
Man. Shit.
All the refs. It's completely a group effort. Like you can tell when things are going on too, because it's always somebody's willing to help at all times, which is fuck, that's so good. That's like, which so is
crazy because I've been to a lot of indie shows where like you have like a skeleton crew of people trying to put this thing together, and they're like, there's like so many people willing to do anything and everything to make sure the show goes off. And fuck, it's
I think once the show airs, we'll be able to talk about a few more things. I think
there's sure.
during the show stories that there's a few of that you'll enjoy too. One more before the show one that this is more for NL fans that I thought they would think is funny. So putting together the Battle Royal, which is what a fucking cool thing that I get to do. That's so funny. Cause I mean, like, who would have thought, right? Like, so putting together this fucking Battle Royal, just trying to like there's a lot to it. Actually, it's harder than you would think it is. So at the same time, I'm putting together this Battle Royal, and I'm trying to set the premiere for the fucking RumbleCon video at the same time.
The YouTuber did?
Yes. So it's like 5 o'clock. I'm on my phone switching from my notes from the Battle Royal to YouTube to set this fucking video game Rumble premiere.
If I would have known that, you would have driven me fucking crazy. Johnny, we got a show going on. What the fuck are you doing?
I should have had Sprite do it. I don't know why I didn't have to do it. But it was like a fever dream. I'm like, what is fucking happening right now?
That's awesome.
So that was, and then the show started, and fuck, what a show. My God, I can't wait to talk about the show itself, but we will wait to after January 15th, 6 p.m. on dpwondemand.com for you to check out what the fuck we got, baby.
All right, let's talk about AEW Dynamite for this past week.
Very funny.
That's
very,
real. Very funny. Here we go. That's great.
TBS.
The butts. TBS.
James, what was the lead into this show? As I tweeted about it.
Yeah, what the hell was this? I tuned into TBS and I got met with the worst damn show I ever watched in my entire life. Bazinga.
Bazinga. Oh, Bazinga, dude. That's like Bazinga.
Someone go watch Seinfeld, man. I got time for this shit, bro.
Oh, holy shit.
He said, you ever had cloiterus or some shit? I said, what the hell does that mean?
Where's the cloit?
No, ain't no way. He said, you ever had cloiterus? I said, what the hell is this?
That's just a good show, man. I don't know what you're
That show is dog water, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I'd rather watch Seinfeld. That's where the real homies are watching.
Well, Seinfeld's the GOAT, but, you know.
Exactly, bro. That's what's up right
there. That's like top tier, you know, top two.
Is that your top three? Top two. Wow, top two for Tony.
Let me tell you guys this real quick. We just start off AEW Dynamite this week. Jim Ross is here. Shouts out. True. Jim Ross says, we're starting off with the TBS Women's Championship match. And then I...
That's my fucking guy.
I hear the booty shaking Danielson music. And I go, well,
let's go.
One of these things is not correct.
He's going to be the TBS Women's Champion.
That's fucking awesome.
JR, man. I miss this guy. I'm glad he's back.
That's me awesome. Too.
So we do start off with Bryan Danielson versus Hangman Page.
Oh, hell
TBS
yeah.
Women's Championship.
Oh, yes, we
match.
Do. Yes, oh, <women's laughs> yes, we do. Let's start off hot, boys. Suck my fucking dick. Suck it forever. Fuck you, James, you fucking bitch. I told you. You too, Tony, you fucking turncoat piece of shit. You turncoat bastard. I
what
told both of you motherfuckers, believe in the fucking Hangman. I knew this shit was going to happen. Don't fucking doubt
dude,
the
I've
fucking
been
Hangman.
Dude, since day one.
Fuck
dude.
You, Tony.
It's
cowboy,
James,
cowboy shit in your fucking mouth,
actually,
right down your throat, you bitch. Fuck that. Fucking Hangman for life.
If I recall, you were the one who was against Hangman.
Yeah,
it was me
don't
and James
even don't,
who were
don't
all
you
Hangman.
Even don't you even try it. Talk about the match right now.
So Tony Khan man with his nepotism booking. It really makes you question what we're doing here on TBS. The only thing that's very funny here is the booking of this company.
Hell yeah. Oh my God.
Bryan Danielson.
Hangman.
Should have won this match.
Yeah, suck my ass. Eat my fucking shit, James. Cowboy shit
style. He was supposed
style.
To win. I heard Hangman Page shot on him at the end of the match.
That's like, he's a real
For
man.
For no
he's
reason.
Like
he, Bryan like Danielson. Is a father of children.
So is Hangman.
He's a new father. He doesn't get it yet. He doesn't
Tony's
understand.
A father.
Tony is a two-time back-to-back father of the year.
I think I'm the only one who can speak on this. All right,
you see. I agree.
Ryan James is right. Also
being
the
a new father is different than being an old father. It's different.
Exactly. Thank you. Tell them. Let them know, man.
You just wouldn't get it.
What
man.
Does this it's have a... to do with anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Has what the all fuck? To do with it. So, anyways.
Oh, great. Okay. Whatever.
MJF versus Sean Dean
no,
is up next.
Shit. No way.
This match is sweet, fucking... though. This match is fucking sweet.
I'm gonna You better go over this match, you bitch.
You're hanging out with Tony Khan, man.
I'm about to all go right, Sprite so sleeping.
The judges ringside are Mark
us.
Henry.
It's us.
Yeah, you're right. This is deadline.
Mark Henry, Jerry Lynn, and ooh. Paul White.
So James, Johnny, Tony. There you go.
What a list of
what the hell
what
was going on here, dude?
Not what I expected at all. Not only that, they didn't have their own booth. They made him sit in the front row.
Jerry Lynn also didn't even stand up when they said his name. He said, yeah, whatever. I don't know what this is.
You know
I don't
the fuck
know
I am.
He said, Danielson's not winning. I'm not standing up. I don't care about
get
this match.
Get the fuck out of here. Jerry Lynn, big hangman guy, as everyone
big
should
Big Danielson guy, Jerry Lynn. He actually wrestled him also. Big, yeah,
I'm
so.
Sure he's also a Danielson guy, but he's also
he
a
wrestled
guy.
Danielson hasn't wrestled Hangman Page. So
did
about.
He wrestle Danielson?
Yes, he's wrestled Danielson before. Oh, hasn't he wrestled Hangman Page. So Danielson immediately rolls to the outside and does his jumping jacks in front of Paul White. He says, hey, look at this. Look at this real quick.
Check this out. I got something for you. He keeps doing it multiple times.
That's beast. Hangman hits a tope, then a moonsault to the outside, but Danielson moves out of the way. Then Hangman catches him with an apron powerbomb.
That was pop-up style. That was awesome.
Hangman goes for the buckshot, but Danielson rolls out, and that's going to be the story pretty much up until the end of this
yeah,
match here.
Sure. Yeah.
Hangman goes for a tope. Danielson pushes him into the barricade instead mid-air, and he just fucking eats shit.
Like, full shoulder into the fucking barricade. Ate all the shit, actually. You're right. That's a good way to describe it.
Danielson goes for a tope. Hangman catches him and hits a T-bone suplex.
That was sick.
Danielson throws Hangman into the steps, and now Hangman is bleeding at the hairline.
Yeah, holy shit. He fucking...
and that's
goucher.
Actually not even... We're not even... The blood gets insane.
Oh, man. Yeah, check out the pod art of this episode. It's fucked.
It comes back from commercial, and at this point now, Danielson is just literally headbutting a bleeding Hangman in the ring.
That is a whole different human being than what we saw even 5 years ago, man. Fuck.
So Hangman's bleeding from these headbutts that Danielson's doing. Hangman then gives Danielson one of the gnarliest fucking Terry Gordy lines in the corner I've ever seen in my fucking life. It like literally like pasted him into the turnbuckle. It was just dirty.
I think he starts lining him up with chops and shit there, and fucking then Brian switches and like does the Violence Party 2K21. They're just fucking whooping each other's ass at this point.
Danielson and Hangman suplex hold each other and then go over the ropes together.
Oh my god.
Danielson shoots Hangman into the turnbuckle post.
Just Hangman dies again. And then, dude, they said, like, Brian grabs Hangman's arms. They're on opposite sides of the ring post. Oh, and Brian's looking at him. And I'm like, oh my god.
Time to bleed.
It's honestly kind of fucked how excited I got for that. Because I was like, Hangman is crazy enough to take this Nigel fucking bump, too. They did not do it really, but I mean, it
no
got
way. Danielson
pretty close.
Took that shit right to his head at the last one, bro.
Yeah,
it looked
he
like
did,
he fucking
right.
nailed it. He's like, give me that shit.
91. Yeah. 91 at least. And so Hangman reversed it, pulls Brian into the fucking ring post repeatedly. God, that was fucking sweet. So Brian is bleeding now. He's on the ground bleeding. And Hangman is bleeding in the ring doing jumping jacks. This is fucking awesome.
So it comes back from commercial. They're still just headbutting each other, except for this time it's on the top rope.
What the fuck?
Hangman then does Shane Mercer's shit off the top, the flipping fucking gimmick off the top.
Moonsault and battery. Yes.
Yeah, that fucking shit was pretty sweet. Hangman then hits the dead eye on the outside, goes for the buckshot, but Danielson collapses before he can hit him.
Crumbles.
But he was just kidding because he rolls him up.
No!
then locks him with a lapel lock.
Fucking blood everywhere.
At that point, I thought that was it. I was like, oh, okay, he's just going to tap at that point.
Me too. I did too. I was like, oh, great. I'm going to have to eat fucking shit on this podcast. Right?
But then Hangman stands up and then he catapults Danielson over the ropes.
Yes.
Hangman goes for the buckshot. Danielson ducks out of the way and hits the Busaku knee here for a two count.
Hangman kicks out, big fucking pop for that kick out too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Danielson's been building up different finishers for 9 weeks.
He's like, I got a bunch of them here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he does do all of them. That's pretty sweet. Hangman and Danielson start headbutting each other again. And they start rope-assisted headbutting each other at this point. They're leaving bouncing off the ropes and just headbutting each other when fucking they get back to the center of the ring. Danielson hits the fucking Jerry Lynn power driver for a two. Yeah, he looks over at Jerry Lynn and smiles at him. He looked over at Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn started writing down something on the paper. I think he said, fuck you, you fucking bitch.
He should have did the choke slam and the world's strongest slam as well.
Looked over and smiled. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Danielson goes for the knee, but Hangman power bombs him.
Yes.
But as he gets power bombed, Danielson catches him in a triangle.
Fucking hell.
I thought that was it too. Hangman then tries to rampage bomb him, but Danielson just grabs his leg for a heel hook. I don't even know how the fuck he got around for this. He said, ooh, I'm going to go down.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he does.
Hangman then hits a fucking backdrop driver from hell and just fucking. So this is the difference between a Saito and a backdrop driver. Yes. This was a backdrop driver. This was not
this
a Saito.
Because Saito is more sideways and backdrop driver is full backdrop and you go. On your fucking head.
Saito, they're perpendicular. The backdrop is you grab them like a German from the side and then fucking knock them on their head dirty style.
And this was every bit of that shit too.
Then he hits the buckshot and that's the three.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. James and Tony, suck my dick.
I'm about to start standing up for WWE here in a minute.
Can't wait to review the Rumble.
I just saw this girl debuted in NXT. She's crazy, man. Shouts out. I'm about to start standing up for WWE in about 10 seconds. Tony Khan, better turn this fucking ship around real quick.
I mean, that's a sidebar shout out.
Johnny can't stand up. Things out.
I don't want to stand up.
Oh, Johnny can't stand up.
MJF versus Sean Dean. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Cool.
MJF versus Sean Dean.
The acclaimed. Oh, fuck. I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die. The acclaimed do a promo on Sting, by the way, just before that. And Max Caster says they're going to do a viral music video next week on both Darby and Sting.
You can't just say you're going to do a viral music video.
It's going to be viral.
You can't just decide that.
Well, they did, and it's going to be
viral. The only person who can do that is Mr. Beast, and that's what we should get Mr. Beast.
And I would shout out Mr. Beast. Can we do the Mr. Beast shout out segment real quick?
Shout out Mr.
Beast.
Hey,
what's up, Chris Style Burger?
Boys, I mean, you know, I was asking about that all weekend. I don't know why we didn't get it. So
what
I
the hell?
Johnny
was a big Chris Style Burger guy, big Mr. Beast Burger.
I would have had multiple, but Tony wanted to
plant a tree.
Yeah,
and I said go for it.
I wanted to get stuff out of the ocean too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And Tony just kept wanting to get fucking hamburgers or whatever. I don't know what was going on.
He said he wanted the anti-ocean burger. I said okay, great.
There was one of the nights Tony ordered. Five Guys and then also pizza at the same time.
Bro,
like from a whole different place.
What
the fuck?
We didn't tell that story completely.
Can you tell that real quick? Sidebar. Sorry, right, MJ.
Sorry,
Dick the Cock.
Captain Sean Dean.
Yeah, big sorry to him. Yeah.
Yeah. So sidebar here, we ordered Five Guys. Well, we tried to order Shake Shack, and Shake Shack said, you got to chill out with all that food.
Yeah, fuck
no
off,
way. So they canceled that order. So we're like, okay, we'll do Five Guys. No, actually, we decided we're going to do Mellow Mushroom first. So
yes.
We're like, okay, we're going to get Mellow Mushroom because I was like, oh, I love their pizza and you guys will like it. And it's like kind of like a Eastern thing, I guess, or like
we
it's around here.
Three pizzas?
Two pizzas, pretzel bites, cheese bread.
Dog bones.
Spinach dip.
Bag of bones.
So anyways, we order that, you know, like 2 hours pass ago. We're not ever.
It was at least
this.
An hour and a half, right? Yeah.
Like, yeah. They message us and they go, look, man, we're probably going to close. We can't find a driver. You can pick it up. But I mean, other than that, we're probably going to cancel.
It was made from, I believe, this place is 20 minutes from James, and it is pouring fucking rain. So I said, James, no, you're fucking not.
Yeah. Yeah. So we said, fuck it. We'll order something else. So we ordered Five Guys, and then, you know, that was pretty
bunch
quick.
Of shakes, burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time we ordered Five Guys, like the driver was already fucking there. Like he is just kind of waiting at Five Guys, honestly.
And I believe you got a notification pretty close to the Five Guys notification of a different notification.
Yeah, I got that double notification that said you're about to spend a lot of money on a lot of food you ain't gonna eat. So not only did we get a full ass Five Guys order, I'm talking burgers, fries, shakes, fucking dogs. We got everything over here. We also got two whole ass pizzas, pretzel bites, spinach artichoke dip, fucking everything, cheese bread. Oh, and then I fucking forgot to put the pizza in the fucking fridge.
We didn't get to eat it.
I've left the pizza on the stovetop.
Oh, no.
I was like, damn it. I left all that food on the stovetop.
You guys didn't get to eat any of it?
Oh. No. Well, I think James was eating a couple like last the night.
Yeah, but
like
today you didn't get to eat any of it?
No, it was supposed to be dinner. It was not dinner. We went down back.
Yeah. We had fucking Five Guys and Mellow Mushroom at the same time. That's legendary fast food delivery shit, man.
Sorry, but I had to tell you that story.
At some point, said, "Yeah, we could eat both of those. We'll eat them both." I don't know how we thought that. I don't even know.
Well, because we were gonna have the pizza the day the night after.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know.
MJF versus Sean Dean.
Yes.
So CM Punk runs down to the ring and MJF's in the ring.
Just immediately with a big shit-eating smile on his face, like, "Yeah, here I come."
CM Punk then hits the GTS on Sean Dean.
Punk hits Sean Dean with a GTS, which causes the DQ. But this was completely unnecessary because Punk kicked Sean Dean in the gut. That was already the DQ. He did not have to hit him with the GTS.
He's taking liberties at this point.
He fucking hits him with the finish anyway.
That's beast.
And then Sean Dean gets a win, and MJF is fucking livid. The records reset in the new year, so MJF is now 0-1, and Tony Schiavone is dying on commentary about it. He loves this shit.
They do a picture-in-picture during this promo with MJF and CM Punk.
With a truss.
With a truss down the middle, like it's fucking 98 Raw's War or some shit.
It was Vince and Shane style. It was weird. I didn't mind it.
I was just so thrown back by it. I actually thought it was pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, that's pretty dope. The trust, too? Like, they're really, okay, all right.
TBS said, bring back the trust.
He said, okay, we'll do. Yeah. MJF said, Roddy Piper, main event of WrestleMania, and you didn't, PG Punk, you bitch.
Punk said, it's going to happen every time you step in the ring until you step in the ring with me, you little bitch. Punk actually did call a little bitch to
MJF said, if I don't get respect around here, I'm going to main event of WrestleMania, too.
And oh, no.
Punk said, I'm going to end your whole shit right now. No. Punk said, you actually should go do that. You go main event night four, the buy one, get one free extravaganza, and then get fired and come back here, and I'll still be here to kick your ass.
Just so you know, the December DPW show is actually called Four Night Extravaganza.
That's so sick. We do this shit, baby.
And MJF says, you want the match? You want the match? Next week, it's going to be CM Punk versus Wardlow. Ooh. And of course, everyone is happy about this.
Yeah, of course, the Powerbomb Symphony.
Yeah, everyone I was talking to was fucking happy about it.
Everybody loves Wardlow and the Shawn Spears. Like, what can you say? It's number one team.
All right, hold the fuck on.
What?
There was some bullshit going around that you can't just make up lies on Twitter because people retweet it.
You hear that, Tony? Stop lying on Twitter.
And I don't want to see it anymore. Fucking, was it Ten Cozy you said that about? You said that they said on Wrestle Kingdom that they want to wrestle Wardlow and Shawn Spears while they're still active.
Two guys being dudes did an interview with Fightful and said that they would like to face
Wardlow
and Shawn Spears.
No, they didn't.
I'm reading the tweet right here.
It's your tweet.
What?
It's from your Twitter. Stop tweeting.
What are you
no more tweets
about?
For
I'm
you.
I'm looking at it right here.
And then I got it. You're typing. I hear you.
Look at that. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
He's pulling it up.
Dialing it in. Yeah, look there.
Tony, you're not here. You don't see it. You don't see on James' computer. Well, Punk says the difference between me and Piper and you is me and Piper would fight anybody at any time. And you don't work.
The difference between me and you and Ten Cozy is Ten Cozy's better than both of us. And I said, you know what? You said it best.
You didn't watch Wrestle Kingdom. You didn't watch it.
What I gotta watch it for? I already seen it.
You gotta watch. What? What the fuck?
Chris Jericho Town Hall up next.
Yeah.
Jericho said, Jericho said he hadn't been on TBS since WCW Thunder when he was losing to Booker T.
I think he cheated.
2.0 says, who the fuck, what are we talking about? What is going on out here? Jericho says, ladies and gentlemen, Terrence and Phillip.
Which is pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty good, pal.
Shout out.
It shows Kip Sabian in the crowd with his Awesome 04000 gimmick. Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is a good gimmick. Do you think they knew that they were showing him? Or is it just going
to? No, I think they said, whoa, Awesome 04000. Jake Atlas is All Elite.
Yeah, they recap Jake Atlas' debut on Dark Elevation.
We go backstage. Undisputed Era cut a promo. I wrote down two things for this.
All right.
Bobby Fish facial hair look cool. The Chugs calls out Jake Atlas for Rampage.
Well, Cole, just a little more. I'll give you a little more if you don't mind. Cole says, we whooped Orange and Best Friends and the boys are back together. He didn't say boys are back in town, so shouts out Chugs. Thank you. He said, Kyle, I know you didn't mean to kick me in the face, but it wasn't on accident when the Bucks came down to make sure that we got the victory. We're a super group. That is, speaking of exciting times, Jake Atlas, I think on Rampage, we get Adam Cole versus Jake Atlas to remind Jake and anyone new coming into AEW that I'm still the guy that everyone talks about. And Jake, I buy you a one-way ticket back to Orlando.
Oh, damn.
Now, I heard there's somebody else back in Orlando that I might want to check out soon. So we'll see.
Wardlow versus Anthony Fantano.
That's not his name.
What?
Antonio Zambrano, of course, was his name.
Okay. All right. Sean Spears hits the C4 on, okay, Anthony, on Antonio, what's
Zambrano.
His, you have to say
Antonio
his name,
Antonio Zambrano, of course.
I only have Anthony.
You know Big Ant Zam, bro?
Of course I do, of course, yeah.
In the back of my Zambrano, you know that guy.
Yeah, of course I do. I'm a big Zambrano guy, I always have been. So Spears tells Wardlow to cover him, but Wardlow said, I think I'm going to powerbomb him a lot now. So Wardlow hits 5 power bombs Antonio, and then he wins the match.
Antonio
Fantano. It's Andy
Zambrano.
Fantano.
Of course. Yes.
Sean Spears and hits him with a chair and comes.
Great.
That's all you can ask for. So we get Jade Cargill versus Ruby Soho, TBS
Ruby
Women's
Rue.
Championship Whoa. Match.
Yes.
I believe this was supposed to open the show, but I guess here it is now.
Who fucked with JR? Why'd they do that?
Jade comes out in a whole ass cape for this one. That was pretty
Holy
cool.
shit. Yeah, she looks
great
fucking
here. I think she
awesome.
Was dressed up as somebody, but I didn't catch who it was.
I'm not cool enough to know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was sweet, whatever it was. I'm sure it looked just like it. I'm sure it was great because Jade is pretty cool. But they kind of, I mean, I was still unsure by the end, but they showed Jade's daughter in the crowd, and I wrote down, I think Jade is winning now because of
that.
And turns out
I thought Jade was probably going to win the whole time. But.
Sure. I mean, which is fair. That's not a bad, assumption because they've been building the fuck out of her. So
surprising,
yeah. But yeah.
So I guess, all right. So here's the thing. I'm glad Jade's the champion. I think she looks so good with the belt at the top of the ramp. Like,
she looks fucking sweet.
Yeah, but the match just wasn't too great.
No, it wasn't. I think her match with Thunder Rosa was fucking sweet. I don't know if they just didn't have more time to practice this one or what. Mm-hmm. I don't know really who.
I'm sure if they ran it back again, it'd be a lot better. I think
I'm sure it would be. Yeah,
yeah.
The ending of this one scared the dog shit out of me.
Man, I wish they would have went for it.
that was some real crazy shit.
Ruby
had a
God Save That Bitch jacket on too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jade did an avalanche double axe handle like in her beginning shine, which I thought was fucking pretty sweet. Like you never see that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez came out and then she got kicked out.
Thunder Rosa came out and whooped her fucking ass.
Thunder Rosa was in bell bottom jeans.
Shouts out.
Thunder Rosa kicked her ass at bell bottom. That's awesome.
A little bit before that, by the way, Ruby did a fucking shotgun drop kick off the apron, which must have been horrible for her.
I'm sure it felt great. I'm sure it felt awesome.
She did an arm drag off the top too to Jade, which was cool, but that would lead to a little later, which is why they end up back on top. So Mercedes and Rosa fight to the back. Jade, has Jade always done that thing where she like kind of looks like she's going for a slam dunk on someone in the corner. It's fucking cool.
I actually don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I like that. But she misses that. She goes for that in the corner and misses. Then Ruby does the AEW's running women's kick again. That's what she did.
You have to do the move. Someone on the show has to do it. They're on the show. They have to fucking do it. Someone's got to do it.
Ruby hits an STO on Jade, but only gets one count because I think Jade's shoulder was up. Something got kind of mixed up there. The ref was, I don't know whose fault that was. Jade scoops Ruby up and hits her with a shoulder breaker and then a bicycle kick for two. Her bicycle kick is awesome, by the way. Like, almost kind of want that to be her finish. The Jaded is sweet, but if you want to just, like, I would not be against her winning with the bicycle kick once in a while, too, just because it's cool. Jade goes to hit Ruby with a pop-up Samoan drop, but Ruby gets out of it, goes for a sunset flip, then gets pulled up by her neck. Ruby elbows Jade. Jade fucking kills her on a back suplex. She goes for a back suplex and eventually hits it with her and fucking kills her with it for two. And then Smart Mark Sterling gets up on the apron to argue with Aubrey, I'm assuming about the pin. And then Aubrey really winds that motherfucker up and throws Mark Sterling out, which always a big fucking pop for me. Jade goes to hit Ruby with the Jaded, but Ruby rolls through and gets a two count. Then Ruby hits Jade with a fucking no future kick for a close 2.9. I thought that was it, actually. Because I think that's where Jade does, like, the weird, like, I didn't know if she was going down. I thought at first she was not going to fall on the no future mm-hmm. kick, but then she kind of slowly hits the mat for a 2.9. Jade boots Ruby out of the corner, goes for the Jaded. Another roll through by Ruby for a two count. Ruby starts fucking firing off a violence party, the OG version, which a lot of people fucking do now, huh? I feel like it's on the indies I see a lot, too.
Well, it's actually, Tony, who were we watching the other night? I can't remember what it was. Someone was doing it on a show we were watching the other night. I'm like, I feel like every single person that trains right now, like, they get into training and, like, the first thing they do when they go to the corner is the fucking violence party.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like, JCW we were watching.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was one of the first things I wanted to do when I first started.
Sure, it's awesome.
It was
like, yeah, but, like,
I go
everyone.
To the corner, I'm like, how can I give you something in the corner that doesn't just look like I'm just giving you something?
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, the easiest fucking go-to. So, I mean, sure. And you're right. A lot of fucking people do it.
Yeah, but it is cool, but again, getting a little much like the running big boots
in the corner.
A lot of people doing those.
That's why I like Jade doing the fucking pump kick or like a big boot in the center or something like that. That's always cool too. I like to see that a lot more.
Jade should take all of Tess's moves and do those.
Whoa,
awesome. That's true.
So Ruby sets up Jade on the top rope, goes again to attempt that top rope arm drag that she went for earlier, but Jade catches her, snatches the arms. And they're sitting up there, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Second rope, Jaded. Jade starts trying to get to the fucking top rope, and I'm pretty sure Ruby said, no, hold on now. Let's not fucking do that one, huh? Let's not go there.
That was so fucking scary. Holy shit.
So, but she does hit the Jaded off the second rope, and Jade is the first ever TBS Women's Champion, and she looks fucking cool with it. And hopefully we can get some fun defenses out of her. I don't know who they'll have the beat her for it, though. I think that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I assume Thunder Rosa.
Sure. I could see that. Thunder Rosa would be a cool pick for that, yeah.
Unless they want to have her beat Britt. I don't know what I'll be honest with you, man. I really have no clue.
There's a lot of options, at least.
It's like, I guess there's a lot of options because there's no real options. Like, they definitely
there's
don't.
No, like, definite. No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah it's yeah. Like, when you look, compare the divisions, really.
Sure.
Like, you can kind of tell, like, who's up next in a lot of divisions. Sure. And, like, I feel like, in some ways, like, not being able to tell who's up next is a good thing, but sometimes it's also not because it feels like no one's really stepped
like
to that
ready.
Next level,
yeah, like,
right?
Yeah, sure.
So I feel like they have a lot of people that could. They have like a whole roster of people that could.
Hell
to be
yeah.
honest
yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
It just we'll see if who they decide to take there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go backstage, Serena Deeb interview with Jim Ross.
In a gigantic fucking room.
Yeah, they're echoing.
It's
in
the
back.
Same room we ran our show in.
Serena said she wanted good matches, but Sheeta fucking decided she wanted to cheat and roll her up, and that will not do.
He said, you're taking this awfully personally.
There's background music to this interview.
Yeah,
yeah, it starts getting even fucking louder. Yeah. So he goes, I have a PhD in this shit. And we're having a match next week.
Deep says, Jim, let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any women on this roster that's on my level? And Jarrah says, Well, I think you fucking suck. what do you think Jared's going to say? Well, yeah, I don't think anyone is as good as you. Of course not. Please, no. So Deep says, they call me the professor because I have a PhD in this shit. And I walked into Tony Khan's office and I demanded a match with you next week. And he said, okay.
Sounds good to me. Perfect. Yeah, sure. Malachi Black versus Brian Pillman Jr. is up next.
Hell yeah. But most importantly, here's Julia Hart with a fucking eye patch. She looks cool as fuck.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be evil Julia Hart.
I think it's coming.
They locked up. And the second that I saw Malachi Black and Brian Pillman Jr. lock up, I said to myself, damn, this match went way too long already. Brian Pillman Jr. goes for Air Pillman, but each shelf the ropes. Malachi Black hits the Black Mass to win.
He kicked him in the fucking head. I don't know, I'm pretty sure it was not on purpose, but it was a good save at least. Like, yeah, he got up quick enough and kicked him in the dome. He like teased the kick earlier in the night, and that was the whole story, is that Pillman was avoiding the kick because he got hit with it already. Malachi was calling him up with the foot. You know, I don't know if he has a name for that when he puts his foot on your face. When
does he have a name for the goddamn kick?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, this is true. Pillman shoved it away. Malachi went for it twice, and Pillman holds the boot and punches him in the fucking head. He did the jackhammer as well, and then for a two, and then right after, he goes for Air Pillman, dies, and then Malachi kicks his fucking head off.
Cool. Malachi goes to attack Julia Hart, but then the Lucha Bros come out. The screen turns black. And then Malachi leaves.
I think my game glitched out and they'd switch their positions.
Yeah, that literally happened. They literally swapped positions. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Was that Malachi's doing or is that the Fiend? Who did that?
So no Brody King.
Not yet. You'll get him. Okay. I think he's coming.
So the Lucha Bros decide to walk to the back for these backstage segments and then do their entrance again.
They had to get their entrance, brother. The champs. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ. Backstage segment, Ruby being interviewed by Tony Schiavone. Britt Baker says, enough of that shit.
Britt Baker says, say anything.
Something, something, something. And Ruby says, so you never beat Rhea, huh?
She says, the second time you couldn't get the big job done, much like a Grand Slam. And Ruby said, yeah, big talk for someone who can't seem to win a match without these two broads. You never beat Rhea ever, with or without their help. So go prepare for your match on Saturday and leave me alone. And Britt took that personally. So she starts whooping her ass.
And Riho comes in and just jumps off screen. Hey,
how's it going? Fucking attacks.
That was awesome. And then they break it up, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Then we know, of course, Riho does not win the belt.
I didn't know that.
Backstage segment. QT Marshall said Hook was just at the strip club.
I saw Hook slapping ass cheeks, getting farted on. He's not prepared for this match.
No goggles, no mask. Just no. Full fartage, bro. Just
he's got
an
eye patch too
face.
Now. He's got pink eye.
Shout out Hook. That's the dude.
He got the Malachi Black ass mist.
The brown mist? Oh, shit. Hook is a beast.
The brown mist. Yeah, that one gives you pink eye. Shout out Hook. Hope he's doing well.
No.
Hope he's recovering well from that.
Aaron Solo then told Hook to stretch him if he can.
You like ass?
Stretch me, Hook. Aaron says, Aaron Solo says, stretch me, Hook. Please,
yeah,
Hook.
Me too.
Stretch me, Hook.
Let me know.
Lucha Bros versus Absolutely Not Jurassic Express.
Well, this please, 100%
the Jurassic Express.
This is Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. Period.
This is it. Die, die.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened. That's Jack Perry, and that's Big Brothers. I forget his name.
So the Lucha Bros walked out after the Malachi segment. Stood backstage. And then waited for the second entrance of this match to make their entrance again. That's
a whole
sweet.
Other entrance. That's sick.
So at some point in this match, I thought it was in commercial and I started watching a Call of Duty montage, just so you guys know.
Okay.
This montage was fucking crazy.
What was
like,
the
this
song
guy's
on
edit.
It?
It was like one of those EDM joints, you know
okay,
what I mean?
With sure.
The, it's a pooch, pooch, pooch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I look at the screen and I see Phoenix break his arm into a million fucking pieces. And I go, what the fuck happened?
All right, well, let's go a little back. just a little bit. All right. Yeah, I had that image out of my head, and now it's back in my head, so I'm throwing off now. Phoenix had a fucking gnarly dropkick to Jungle Boy and then went and talked shit to Luchasaurus. I love Phoenix, by the way, which makes this even worse. Luchasaurus tags in. Everyone fucking stares at each other. And Penta super kicks Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus big boots Phoenix. Penta does his glove gimmick, the Seto Miedo taunt. You know, the thing he does all the time.
I've never seen that before.
Is that new? Is he trying out bits?
Penta chops Luchasaurus. He no sells it twice and then sells the third because I think they actually started to hurt. I stopped writing Luchasaurus and now he's Saurus in my notes. So just follow along. Saurus blocks a chop and hits one on Penta. They do like stereo. How would you call it? I don't know what this is called, James. Like split leg fucking where they bounce off the rope and fall back into the arm drag. Does that have like a name? I forget what that's called.
No, I don't think they have a super name for it. Yeah.
Okay. But Jungle Boy and Phoenix both rope do that.
Arm drag.
That's fucking cool. Yeah, it's cool. Penta super kicks Jungle Boy in the back of the fucking head. Then the Lucha Bros get double clotheslined by Saurus. Phoenix tightrope walk kicks Jungle Boy in the fucking head. Luchasaurus goes for the chokeslam from Phoenix onto Penta, like where he goozles one dude and then goozles the other one upside down. Which, what a fucking cool move that is.
That move is sweet. I love it.
It is fucking sweet. I think they block that. Penta gets out of it and they double super kick homeboy. JR says, oh, Remsburg being a little lenient, letting a double team go on and on. Oh, bro.
That's like if he ever did a wrestling pet peeve segment, that'd be number one on his list.
I'm sure JR has a fucking book of them, bro. Holy shit. They do a wheelbarrow splash on from the Lucha Bros onto Luchasaurus for a two. So much fucking Lucha here. The Lucha Bros go for the Gooch Stomp, but Jungle Boy stops it, much to my happiness, because that
Taint Tickler.
Taint Tickler? Is that what he calls it on the card? Yeah, <it's> he should have catched a Taint Tickler. But Luchasaurus puts Pentagon on his shoulders. He puts Pentagon on his shoulders. Jungle Boy dives over it and fucking hits a destroyer on Phoenix, which I don't even know. What he had like a fireman's carry and dove over and killed him. I didn't know. Luchasaurus hits Widowmaker on Penta for two. Phoenix hits a destroyer on Luchasaurus. Then Penta kills Jungle Boy with a fucking made in Japan, brother, for a 2.99.
Get that shit right.
Yeah, holy fuck, I will. El Camino. Lucha Bros go for the double team fear factor, but the lights go out. And then they come back on and nothing happened.
Hey, how's it going? This is happening too much.
I'm pretty sure it's just continuing to tease that Malakai has Lucha Bros in mind, but they probably not anymore, I guess, for the tag titles now. Yeah, let's come back on. Nothing happened. Phoenix goes for the double stomp fear factor on the apron with Penta, but Luchasaurus stops it. Phoenix does the step-up kick to Luchasaurus, and then Penta uses the top rope to hit a fucking tiger driver on Jungle Boy onto the apron instead of using Phoenix's shoulders, which is cool. Then Phoenix does a tornado over them onto Luchasaurus during the setup, which, God, I fucking love this bastard. They hit the double stomp fear factor to Jungle Boy for a close 2.999. And then Alex Aparantes just gets pissed and starts setting up a table at ringside. Phoenix saying, stop. And he said, no, you fucking put them through this shit. And Phoenix said, no, I'm going to fucking get injured and break my arm. And Alex says, I don't care. Go for the fucking move. Christian Cage chases Alex Aparantes away. Penta hits a super kick on Luchasaurus and almost goes to the table, but he holds on. Luchasaurus blocks the third super kick and headbutts Penta. Oh boy. And then Luchasaurus goozles Phoenix and he sets up for the choke slam. Got him up, jumps off the apron through the table. Phoenix attempts to brace and stop his fall. And Phoenix lands on just right on his fucking left arm. And that shit is looks exactly like what happened to Sid Vicious's leg. Like, identical, just with his fucking arm. It's on. I didn't even catch it at first. Because it happened, and I was like, oh, shit, that was cool. And then I saw they show Luchasaurus rolling around holding his elbow. I was like, oh, shit, is Luchasaurus hurt? No. And thank God I needed the fucking replay of this shit. I could have fucking gone without this. They replay the choke slam just to make sure that you see Phoenix's shit snap all the way. But somehow it was not, by the way, somehow not broken arm. Dislocated elbow. Yeah. What?
I don't know. I actually have no clue because he's blessed, like his arm was, just blown out. I don't know.
Completely backwards. In half. How?
So nasty.
Fuck. Oh my God, bro. Yeah, so get back in the ring. Jungle Boy goes for the unprettier. Penta reverses it. Hits the goes for the Made in Japan. Jungle Boy rolls through. Gets the win.
Damn right, Made in
Japan. New tag team champions. The Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. New tag champs, and then all the heel teams come out, stand on the stage. Jericho's sitting with Proud and Powerful in a skybox. Malakai's hanging out too. All the teams, everyone that wants these tag titles are out there to watch and stare and make Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus uncomfortable. But I'm sure everyone was really uncomfortable because Phoenix was outside rolling around for 10 minutes before the doctor saw that he broke his foot.
Yeah.
Help. Damn it. Help. With what?
No way. No way.
Unlucky shit, man. I mean, Jake Atlas fucking blew his shit out on Rampage, too.
Oh, damn.
Fucked his knee up, which
that
was
sucks. That
fucking sucks, yeah. And Hook got some ass cheeks, and he beat Aaron Solo's ass cheeks as well.
The brown mist.
Yeah, more important than anything on this show, Hook had the hose out there. Hook was killing it.
That's my favorite wrestler right there. That's fucking awesome. This week on Dynamite, CM Punk versus Wardlow, Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb, and Powerhouse Hobbs versus Dante Martin, which sounds fucking cool.
Whoa.
And also, Sammy Guevara is now the interim TNT champion after he beat Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
On Rampage, yeah. So,
watch that.
I don't know what that I don't know where that goes because I don't know how long Cody is going to be out for. I imagine they just do the rematch and Cody wins and he has two TNT championships.
Yeah. Two of them.
he keeps both.
Undisputed title, like when Jericho had both undisputed title.
That'd be awesome.
Holy shit, that's fucked.
There you go. That was Dynamite. That was DPW. And that was our podcast. Appreciate you all tuning in again. We'll be back to regular scheduling of schedules soon. We had a lot of fucking shit going on. It's a miracle that we actually recorded this episode. So,
yeah, true.
So really appreciate you all being patient with us and always being understanding of the shit we got going on. We will be back to normal very soon, though. And be all good, and you'll get your ha-has and hee-hees, and hopefully you got plenty of them on this show because this one was actually pretty fucked.
Shout out Fortnite.
What?
That's it.